You are listening to the weekly podcast of Journey Christian Church, located on 441, 1 mile north of Maitland Boulevard, 1965 South Orange Blossom Trail in Apopka, Florida. Our website, journeychristian.com. This weekend, Pastor Eddie Smith is sending out a challenge to all the graduates and all of us to step up and allow the real hero, Jesus, to mold us into something he can use for his glory. What if the greatest accomplishments in your life are not about you? Our scripture text comes from Mark chapter 3, starting in verse 7. Today's message is entitled Hero Maker.
Today we're going to be looking at the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be looking at the third chapter. But before we dive into there, I want to set it up where we are going. You know, there are two times typically in a year where we tend to look back. The first one is pretty obvious. It's around that New Year's Eve, New Year's Day sort of time where we look back at the previous year and we say, here is what happened this past year. Here are the highlights, here are the things, the goals that I set and I didn't accomplish, and you reflect, right? But also you look ahead, and you look ahead to what is next, and you set new goals, and you look to see what vacations you want to be doing. And the second time, it's a little less obvious, but if you have kids or grandkids, you know this, and that is the end of the school year, right? Where you look back and you see what sports did our kid play, and what play were they in, and what sort of grades did they get, and what sort of punishment did they get because they didn't get those grades? And then we look ahead. And of course, students and kids look towards summer, and they look towards the beach days, and they look towards all the exciting things that they're going to be doing. And they look towards the next year, and especially if it's a big transition year from elementary to middle school to high school, and high school and beyond, you are looking ahead. Well, I am in a season where I have been looking back and looking ahead because I'm in a transition time here at in my role at Journey. For several years, I've been the student pastor, and it's been a complete honor and been a joy to work with students. And I've been able to kind of reflect on what has happened and all the awesome trips we've had and the students that I've got to meet. And then I'm also looking ahead, though, and looking ahead of what does it mean to be a campus pastor, to be the Mount Dora campus pastor, and to see what does God want to do at that location. And so I went to a conference a few months ago where I grasped this idea about what I want to be about and what I hopefully have been about, but really this is the thing that I really want my life to be about. And this is a conference that was geared towards pastors, and it's actually where we got the bumper video from. And they talked about this idea of being a hero maker. And so a lot of the content comes from this conference and this book that Dave Ferguson wrote called Hero Maker. Because this is something I want to put my effort and my energy towards, of being a hero maker. And so today we will be looking at what does it mean to be a hero maker. You know, we live in a world of hero wannabes. The majority of my life, I have wanted to be a hero. This even dates back to when I was a kid. Here's a photo of my dad and I. I am Batman, and no, my dad is not Little Red Riding Hood, okay? Some of you may be thinking that. We're a family on a budget. He's supposed to be Robin, all right? Some of you are like, I see Little Red Riding Hood. Okay. You see, we all want to be heroes. And I know this to be true because everyone wants to end up in first place, right? If you have a YouTube channel, meaning if you're under 20, you probably want your YouTube channel to go viral, right? You want to be the person that receives Employee of the Year. You want to be the person that's on stage and has that drop mic moment. We want to be people that get the gold medal, that get the most amount of likes on our social media page. We want to be the people, if you like baseball, to be bottom of the ninth. You're up to bat. Bases are loaded. It's tied. And you're the one that hits the home run. You see, you and I, we have moments where we want to be the hero. Because when we are the hero, we are recognized, we are valued, and we are needed. But we have a hero, and his name is Jesus. And so today, we're going to be talking about if Jesus is our hero, if he is the one who has saved us from our sins, then he's calling you and I to be hero makers. If Jesus is our hero, then we don't have to be. And that is good news. So we're going to be looking at the book of Mark, the third chapter. It will be up on the screen, and if you have a Bible, it's actually just about in the middle. Hang a quick right. It's in the New Testament. And let's take a look at it. Starting in verse 7. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all that he was doing, many people came from Judea, Jerusalem, Edom, and the regions across Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him, for he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went on a mountainside and called those that he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas. We see in this text this idea of a hero, Jesus, and he's being a hero maker. We see in verse 11, where Jesus is the hero, it says, "You are the Son of God." So if Jesus is our hero, he calls us to be hero makers. To be not just a disciple, but to be a disciple maker, to be someone who is following after Jesus and they invite others to come alongside of them, to be people who are constantly learning after Jesus, to being an apprentice of Jesus. And so Jesus calls us to be hero makers. Let's define this. Pastor named David Dummett, I love how he describes hero making. He puts it this way. He says, "Hero making isn't job training. It's cultivating lasting relationships with spiritual sons and daughters. It is sharing wisdom, experience, and expertise with people that we are developing. But hero maker is also sharing our lives, showing up for celebrations and for crises. It is walking alongside those through the ups and downs as an influencer, advisor, and leader." And here's the fun part. Then it is launching people out to be hero makers for others. More simply, here's my definition. A hero maker comes alongside others to help fulfill their God-given potential. Let me say that again. A hero maker comes alongside others to help fulfill their God-given potential. Hero makers are people who have this vision in their heart, and they have a mission to see this lived out. Church, we need a fresh perspective. We need to make the shift from being the hero to being the hero maker, because heroes, they stand on platforms, but hero makers, they build platforms for others to stand on. Heroes receive awards, but hero makers give awards away. Heroes compare stats, wanting to always be on top.
But hero makers love to share stories. Heroes ask, how can I win? Hero makers ask, how can I help you win? Heroes try to be a savior, but hero makers point to the savior. So if we are going to be people who make the shift from a hero to a hero maker, to being not just a disciple, but to being a disciple maker, let's take a look at one of my favorite quotes that has been wrecking me lately. And it's by Bob Buford, and he puts it this way. He goes, my fruit grows on other people's trees. Church, what if the greatest accomplishments in your life were not about you? What if the greatest accomplishments in your life had nothing to do with you at all? This is a call for every single one of us. I love how Jesus talks about hero making. In Mark 1, he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 16, Jesus says to Peter, he says, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. You see, Jesus is saying here that yes, he will build his church, but he invites Peter alongside to help him build it. John 14 says, Jesus is saying, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I've done, and even greater works, because I am going with the Father. Church, Jesus is saying here that we can even do greater things than him. You know, there are a couple personal heroes in my life, and they're heroes because they have been a hero maker for me. The first one is Pastor Joel. And Pastor Joel, I met when I was in middle school. Here's a photo of me when I was in middle school. Yeah. I know, I'm thinking the same thing. I look like Brad Pitt. I get it. I get it. I get it. No, it's, I know. I know. But I met Joel when I was in middle school. And when I went on a mission trip, it was my first mission trip when I was in middle school. And I got to see for the first time a glimpse of God's heart for serving. Now, some of you may be thinking, I would love to see Eddie working and him being such a hunk. Do you have a photo of him working? You know what I do? Here you go. There's the man with the visor who thought it was cool back in the 90s. Yep. And Joel was, of course, a middle school pastor. And sir, here's a photo of Joel flexing in middle when he's a middle school pastor. Yes. But as the years went on, when I became a high schooler, I started serving as a small group leader to middle schoolers, and it was under Pastor Joel's leadership. And when I came here to Journey, I helped launch the Mount Dora campus with Joel. And even Joel officiated our wedding. Yeah. I know, you're saying aw to my wife. I get it. I know. But Joel has always been encouraging to me. He's always helped me see the best of every situation. And he gave me opportunities to grow in my life and in my ministry. And I am forever grateful for him. The next hero in my life is a guy named Wally. And Wally and I met when I was in college at Cincinnati Christian. Here's Wally, here's his wife Barbara, and here's our little guy, John Wayne. And this was taken last weekend. You can go back, actually. This was taken last weekend when I graduated with my master's, and they housed. Yeah, thank you. You know they are good people when they house not just me, my wife, our little guy, and my mother-in-law all under their house. Yeah, They're awesome. But Wally and I met in a program called the LEAD program, where they assign a mentor and a mentee. And Wally was just a guy who just showed me God's heart for God's word and showed me what does it mean to be faithful to the faith, to be a husband that loves and serves his wife. And he gave me opportunities to preach God's word. He's an incredible mentor to me. And the last one is honestly this church. This church surrounded me when I came on as an intern. And some of you remember because you had me over and you stuffed my face with free food. And I thank you for that. But this church has always created opportunities for me to grow in my faith and me as a young leader. Pastor John has always been a mentor and leader to me, and he's always made himself available, letting me ask an insane amount of unnecessary questions throughout the day, okay? But not just that, it spreads throughout so many of you guys and even other pastors on staff. I regularly meet with Pastor Matt and Roddy, and at either the beginning or at the end of our time together, they ask this question: how can I help you? How can I help you? That is a hero-making question. And so some of you might be asking, what is about this hero-making church? Well, if I can give a short plug, there is a thing for you. If you are new around here and you want to know more about this church, there is a thing that we are doing next weekend in Apopka and June 10th in Mount Dora called Discover Your Journey, where you can learn a little bit about the church's history, and you can also get some avenues on how you can grow in your faith to be a hero maker. One more thing in regards to journey. I love this. You guys want to do something kind of fun this week? Yeah. All right. Oh, boy. All right. We're going to try this again. Church, do you want to do something fun this week? Yeah. All right. Man. It's like talking to middle schoolers at 8 a.m. Jeez. All right. This week, I thought it would be so fun for us to celebrate the hero makers in our life. And so this is what we want to do. This week, I am challenging you to post on social media someone who has been a hero maker to you. Could be a small group leader, could be someone that you work with, it could be a volunteer in Journey Kids, even though they might find that a little creepy, okay? But here's what I want you to do. Use the hashtag JourneyHeroMaker. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a grandparent. Maybe it's a neighbor. But if they have been a hero maker in your life, let's celebrate them this week. Sound good? Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's why I bring Joel and Wally in this church up is because these people never sought to be a hero, but they spent their time building me up. And that's what hero makers do. We need hero makers more than ever. The times have changed, family is changing, caring adults are quickly fading. And if we are people who know the good news of Jesus, that he has died for our sins, that he's paid the debt that we couldn't pay, and he calls us to a life of following him, if we know that good news, then it shouldn't stay with us. If we are the church of Jesus Christ, good news doesn't stay with you. And so if God has done a work in your life, great. Praise God. If God has redeemed your life and given you a vision on who to be, great. Praise God. If God is working in the midst of your life right now, great. Praise God. But what if? What if?
God doesn't want to just work in you. He wants to work through you. What if the God of this universe doesn't want to just work in you, but he also wants to work through you? What if we as a people did this? There's a great example of this idea of being a hero maker, and it's from this runner named Shalane Flanagan. And she recently won the New York City Marathon, and the New York Times wrote up an article about her back in November, and they put it this way. When Shalane Flanagan won the New York City Marathon, her victory was more than just an athletic achievement. Of course, it's a remarkable one. She's the first American woman to win in 40 years, but she also did so in a blistering 2 hours and 26 minutes, which is about what I do, okay? But perhaps Flanagan's bigger accomplishments lies in nurturing and promoting the rising talent around her, a rare quality in the cutthroat world of elite sports. Every single one of her training partners, 11 women in total, has made it to the Olympics while training with her. An extraordinary feat. Call it the Shalane effect. You serve as a rocket booster for the careers of the women who work alongside of you while catapulting forward yourself. Lauren Fleshman, a professional runner, goes on and says, Shalane has pioneered a new brand of team mom. To those young and up-and-comers, with the confidence not to tear others down to protect her place in the hierarchy, Shalane's legacy lies in her role modeling. You see, Shalane didn't abandon her call, but rather she invited others around her as she's pursuing that. Church, imagine if we did this. You see, addition is good, but this idea of multiplication is better. This idea of someone who multiplies themselves is found in Scripture. We call this the fourth generation. And it says this. Paul wrote this to Timothy. It says, the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Now, this verse may seem like a regular verse, but when you peel back the layers, it's pretty profound. We know that Jesus influenced Paul's life, or his life was radically changed because of what Jesus done in his life. But then we know from this writing that Paul influenced Timothy. And now he's charging Timothy to entrust to reliable people. And those reliable people, they're calling them to be teachers and to teach others. We see this fourth generation of discipling and being a hero maker to others. Church, this isn't wishful thinking. This is something God calls us to. So how do we be a hero maker? If Jesus is our hero, we are called to be hero makers. We will never be a hero maker if we don't have this idea of margin. If we are people that fill our time so full, we're gonna miss it. Because people like me need help. People like me are gonna ask questions. The process of whatever you're gonna be doing is going to take a little longer. Because when you bring other people alongside of you, that's what happens. And so if we wanna be a hero maker, and assuming we have margin in our life, there are three things that help us to be hero makers. And yes, I'm a preacher and I love alliteration, so they all start with the letter E, okay? The first E is this. If we want to be hero makers, we have to be people who encourage. Hero makers love these four letters of the alphabet. They are I-C-N-U. Hero makers know this. Hero makers say these all the time. I see in you a heart of compassion. I see in you someone that's going to be an amazing business leader one day. I see in you someone who's going to love and serve his wife faithfully. I see in you a spirit of faithfulness. Hero makers love to say this over and over again. They love to constantly point to others who they can be in Jesus. The next one is empower. Hero makers love to empower others. They love to say this word, yes. Try it. Give it a shot. Yes. Right? They give people space to mess up. They love to have permission giving because they recognize that experience for someone is more important than excellence. Hero makers understand that experience is more important than the perception of excellence. Hero makers love to make potential a reality. And then the last one is this. Hero makers don't love to just empower people, but they love to enable them. They love to teach them and provide them the skills to do the thing that God has called them to do. Here's a photo of my dad and I on a class project. You know I'm a big handyman just by how I'm holding that tool right there. That was a skill never learned. Man. But here's a great example of my dad walking alongside of me, helping me with a class project, and helping me and showing me how to do something. Because this is what hero makers do. They walk alongside others and help them get the tools and the skills that to use that God's called them to do. And so there's five simple steps on how people, hero makers, enable others. The first one is this. It's simply, I do, you watch, we talk. And then it goes to, I do, you help, we talk. Then it's, you do, I help, we talk. You do, I watch, we talk. And here's where it gets fun. You do, and someone else watches. Hero makers love to raise and to release people. Matthew 28 puts it this way. Jesus came to his disciples and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Jesus recognizes that he is the hero, but he makes the shift right here to being a hero maker. He says, "All authority has been given to me on heaven and on earth." Okay. "Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Journey, we are called to hero making. One researcher puts it this way, 73% of the time that Jesus is mentioned in the Gospels, he was with his disciples. What if we spent 73% of our waking hours with our 12? So let's go ahead and let's look back at Mark 3 and let's look through the lenses this time through this idea of Jesus being our hero and calling us to be the hero makers. And let's just listen to this. Going back, it says, "Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" Jesus, you are the hero. "But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. And Jesus went up to the mountainside to those he wanted, and they came to him." He appointed, he called out
the 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. He's empowering them and he's enabling them and to have authority to drive out demons. And these are the 12 he appointed: Simon, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas. You see, there were specific names. It wasn't just this vague idea of being a hero maker. No, there were names and stories and relationships all involved. You know, there are over 7 billion people in this world. And that is a massive number. And some of us may come into this place, and no matter whether it's here in Apopka or Mount Dora, and we go, man, this is a big church. But Journey is a little more than 2,000 people, and in comparison to 7 billion people, we are tiny, tiny, tiny. But what would it look like, not if the churches of Florida, not if the churches in Central Florida, but what if our church, Journey Christian Church, what if our church took this idea of hero making to heart? Would we or could we make a difference in this world? And so I'm a little bit of a nerd, and so I took this task of finding this out. And so I put it this way: there's 2,000 people in our church, and if we each took 12 people and we called them to run after Jesus and we gave them skills along the way, and what if those 12 people did that? And those 12 people, and so on and so on. And so here's how it played out. What if us as a church, 2,000 people, took 12 people as we were running after Jesus and we gave them skills along the way and we were hero makers to them, turns to 24,000. And those 24,000 people came along 12 people and said, I want to make a difference in your life. It's almost 300,000. And those 300,000 came along 12 people and says, as I'm running after Jesus, I'm inviting you to be a part of this journey. It's almost 3.5 million. And those 3.5 million came alongside 12 people and pointed them towards Jesus. It's over 40 million. 41 million took 12 people. We're looking at nearly 500 million people. And what if those 500 million people took 12 people and says, as I'm running after Jesus, I'm inviting you along to do the same. Church, it's almost 6 billion people. We say that we want to be a church where everyone's welcome and nobody's perfect. But here is a great example that through Jesus, anything is possible. If we actually grasp this idea that we run after the hero, King Jesus, and we are hero makers in other people's lives, we can quite literally change the world. And so, church, in the book of John, I want to leave us with this. Jesus says to us, and imagining he's saying this to you, as the Father sent me, I am sending you. So church, who's your 12? Who are the 12 that you are investing in? What are their names? Journey, let's be a church that goes and changes the world by being a hero maker in Jesus's name. Amen. Let's pray. God, we come before you so incredibly humbled that you are a God that saves. God, you are the hero, the king, the Messiah, the savior in our lives. And God, you invite us to be a part of this kingdom story that you are writing. God, you call us to be hero makers because, Jesus, you have been a hero maker to us. God, may we as a church grasp this idea
And that through you, this vision of seeing people come to you may happen. God, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you for what you have done for us on the cross and through conquering death. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message, Hero Maker with Pastor Eddie Smith. For service times and more information about Journey Christian Church, please log on to our website anytime at journeychristian.com or call 407-88-GRACE. That's 407-884-7223.